Hello. I wanted to see how long I could hold that. Was that not impressive? No, it probably was not. This is Velvet Owl Watches Baywatch Nights, so you don't have to. Where I am going through every episode of Baywatch Nights, except for the pilot. I think there was a pilot episode, and I don't think that's online. Is it? I don't know. I don't know. What more do you people want from me? You want me to suffer? Today we're on episode 19 of season 1, the 19th episode overall of Baywatch Nights. This one's called Epilogue, which seems like the title you would use for like the finale. And I'm pretty sure there's 22 episodes in season 1. Maybe this originally was planned to be the finale, because sometimes back in the old days, like, they would air episodes out of order. Because especially back when it wasn't very serialized and everything was kind of like case of the week, they're like, we don't need to run these in order. So maybe this was originally planned to be the finale. Epilogue. Or it's just the epilogue to something. Maybe we say goodbye to one of the main characters. I don't know. But you know how I will find out? Because I will press play. And as always, I try to kind of, you know, procrastinate on pressing play. Because I don't know. Why do I not want to? This is fucking Baywatch Nights. And I've had, like, Stockholm syndromes with this show. And I kind of like it now. Please, help me. This is a cry for help, isn't it? If I like Baywatch Nights. Oh, boy. And I'm pressing play right now. We start off at nighttime, which always excites me. Because this is Baywatch Nights. And the majority of these episodes take place during the day. So it's like, okay, this one's about night. And we're at the lucrative underground jet ski racing circuit or something. First, I thought it was going to be dirt bikes because they were all, like, dressed in, like, dirt bike uniforms with the helmets and, like, the, you know, the armor. Would it be the armor? Whatever! The dirt bike racers. So I thought it was going to be dirt bike racing, but no, they're on jet skis wearing dirt bike armor. Which, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen someone on a jet ski wear this type of shit. Though they probably should. But I guess, you know, I haven't really seen many jet ski races. But, you know, it's like trouble and stuff because there's like money being passed around. Because you got to pay to get in. And who's going to win and get the grand prize. And then there's this girl who kind of looks like a discount Carmen Electra. And she's offering the new guy, like, some drugs. Don't do drugs, kids! Drugs are bad! But the new guy who's coming into the race is like, no, thank you, because the only kind of junkie I am is an adrenaline junkie. Woo! He didn't quite say it that way. He said it much cooler than I could possibly do it. So it's time for the jet ski race. And they, you know, because it's a fucking, like, underground illegal race that the head guy doesn't want to lose. I'm assuming it's the head guy. He starts, like, crashing into the other jet ski. And I don't know who's who, because they're all wearing helmets. And oh my god, fuck. Sorry. I just got scared because there's a stink bug on my microphone. Go away, stink bug! That's a stink bug. I just fucking scared the fuck out of me. I just looked over and like, oh my god, what the hell? Where'd you come from? Because it's fucking winter! Aren't stink bugs like summer bugs? But where was I? Fucking stink bug threw me off. So one of the jet skis crashes into the other jet ski, and that jet ski goes flying, or I mean, he doesn't crash, but he, like, cuts him off, and so the other jet ski turns to kind of avoid it and goes straight into a wall. Not a wall, like the pillar of a bridge. And like, ah! And he crashes, and there's a giant explosion, which is probably much bigger than would really happen if a jet ski crashed into a bridge. I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what speed you're going at. But it's a giant explosion. And then, after the sun goes down, someone's gonna live. Someone's gonna die. Yes, I... The Baywatch Tights theme song, which I hate myself for liking it now. It's... Like, it's a terrible song, but I've now listened to it 19 times. And so it's... And, you know, you're probably thinking, like, well, wouldn't it be, like, 38? Because opening and closing credits... They have a different song for the closing credits. And that one I'm not quite as into. But this opening theme song... After the sun goes down... Fucking Stinkbug's looking at me like, what the fuck, why are you singing like that? Well, you know, Stinkbug, you know what you can do? You can fucking leave if you don't like it. Now, we've got this lady driving down the canyon, the winding roads, which, fuck, I don't think I could ever drive, like, on those. I always see them in movies, and they don't have, like, guardrails, and that would scare the fuck out of me that I'm just gonna go careening off of it and die. Oh, yeah, like this fucking lady. She has, like, a heart attack or something. So she goes careening off, and her car just falls into the canyon, and kaboom! Fiery explosion! We got two fiery explosions in, like, the first 5 minutes of this episode. This is gonna be a good episode, isn't it? I am psyched. I want more explosions! But I don't know. They might have used their entire, like, explosion budgets for the episode already. And so, Photo Boy and Hasselhoff are playing handball, and Hasselhoff just creams them. Because he's like, this is Hasselhoff. What, you expect to be able to beat Hasselhoff in handball? I certainly wouldn't expect that. But Photo Boy, he's, like, giving excuses like, oh, well, you know, my ex-girlfriend's coming into town. Because her mom died in the car crash. So, this is where it's going. I was thinking that, you know, this was going to be, like, some sort of, like, crime scene. But now that I think about it, she died of a heart attack. Unless she got, like, poisoned or something. What crime is there? So, if it's all about bringing Photo Boy's ex-girlfriend into town, they could have done something else, right? I'm glad they didn't, because I like explosions. So, but, you know, she was the perfect girl, and Photo Boy just ran off because he couldn't take it. He did not think that he was good enough for her. And you know what, Photo Boy? You are absolutely fucking lutely right. I haven't met this girl yet, but I'm going to guess that you're not good enough for her. You're not good enough for me. I fucking hate you, Photo Boy. And not just because you replaced the hot psychic chick, though that is a large part of it. I hate you, Photo Boy. And so I was all psyched for this episode because, you know, we got two explosions right away. But it looks like a good chunk of this episode is probably going to get focused on Photo Boy. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I can handle it. I can handle it. So Photo Boy picks up his ex-girlfriend at the airport and she's all blubbery tears. My baby, I can cause her disease. That was a pretty good impersonation, if I say so myself. And so they go to the funeral, which is being held on the beach, because, sure, why not? She loved the beach, right? Maybe. I don't know anything about this woman. But, you know, they're there, and her husband, not the ex-girlfriend's father, the mom got remarried, apparently. And he's giving the eulogy, blah, 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 and she blah, 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 blah. And the ex-girlfriend's brother and his girlfriend are there. And wouldn't you know it? It's the leader of the underground jet ski racing circuit, along with his girlfriend, who's the girl that was pushing drugs everywhere. Huh. You know? I think they might be involved. Because she sells drugs. And I think that mom died of a drug overdose while she was driving. That's what I'm going to say. That's my guess. And the ex-girlfriend, she thinks something's fishy. She's like, I think my stepfather killed my mother. And the photo boy's like, well, why do you think that? I don't know. It's my gut feeling. Always trust your gut feeling. And, you know, if your mother died and she... I mean, I think that's the rule. If one of your parents dies and they had remarried, your step-parent is the murderer. But, you know, they're going to need proof. And, I mean, I think, first off, shouldn't the autopsy, say, oh, well, she's got drugs in her system. That's what killed her. But even then, that wouldn't prove anything. It would just prove your mom's a junkie. But, you know, photo boy's like, well, I know who can help you on this case. The Hasselhoff Detective Agency! So Hasselhoff asked her, well, what would be the motivation for, you know, your stepdad to kill your mom? And, of course, the answer is money. It's always money, isn't it? Because she had a lot of money. But, unfortunately, roadblock is the fact that he doesn't actually get the money. The money goes to the kids when they become 25. Unless they die, then the money goes to him. And apparently he's a real scumbag because he tried to mack it with the ex-girlfriend. Photo boy's ex-girlfriend. Well, I should get names because this is going to be all confusing, isn't it? But, you know, he tried to... What is her name? I don't know. Well, right, you understand. Ex-girlfriend's stepfather tried to hit on her while she was in high school. Oh, boy. So, they're going to have to try to get someone on the inside. But what kind of person can they get? Donna DeErico! Because, you know, she's all hot and slutty. And that's the way stepfather likes them. And we go to stepfather's hotel room. I think it's his home. Maybe it might be his home, but I think it's his hotel room. And my God, it's the girl that's selling drugs! And he's paying her off because she's going to sell drugs to the stepson because he's a junkie. He thinks he's clean. So maybe, I don't think he was actually the head of the... I think he was the guy that came in wanting to be part of the jet ski. So who died? Who died in the jet ski explosion? And if it wasn't him, if he was the... I'm confused. Because he seems to not be upset by the fact that, you know, he watched someone die. I guess it happens. But junkie girlfriend's gonna get him hooked on drugs, and because he's about to turn 25. So he's gonna OD. So I'm guessing the mom got drugs? Because it isn't like a case of the brakes were cut and she she had a heart attack or something. But anyhow, the stepfather and the drug lady, they get it on. Let's get it on. And I'm not sure, but I think a body double was used just to show off, the ass. because you don't see, the girl actually taking off her clothes, but you see it in the mirror. You see the reflection, and she takes off her dress, and she's wearing a thong. So, it just seems like it was a body double, and the girl didn't want to actually show her ass, but it was a pretty gratuitous, ass shot to begin with. I gotta say, It was just weird. I don't know why that ass shot. I'm not complaining about the ass shot. I'm not complaining about the ass. It was a very nice ass. I just don't quite understand the ass shot, which I'm perfectly fine with gratuitous ass shots. Just the way it was filmed, where it was just an obvious body double, that's like, well, did they really need to show the ass shot? Was the ass shot that important they had to bring in a body double for it? Yes, it was that important, because it was a nice ass. So Donna Derrico has her masturbatory fantasies. No, my masturbatory fantasies. Oh, like, as if you thought, like, I hadn't masturbated to Donna DeErico. She was in Playboy often when I was a teen. So, of course, I whacked it a lot to her. I have no shame. Obviously. But anyways, her master plan, which is where I was trying to go. Which I think was really Hasselhoff's master plan. She's just carrying it out. She's at the clock store, and she's saying that she's gonna buy this, like, super awesome grandfather clock. And the stepfather's there, like, oh no, that's the clock I wanna buy. And I don't know if he really did or not, or if he's trying to just mack it to her. Because, obviously, if she's gonna buy this super fucking expensive grandfather clock, she's gotta have money, right? And he starts talking her up, and she's like, oh, yeah, you know, price is no object. My dead husband told me that. And the stepfather is just, like, super fucking, like, just boner-rific right there. Like, you can just see, like, he's popping a boner. No, you don't actually see, like, the boner itself. But his face, he's, like, fucking, like, coming. He's, like, orgasmic. Just, oh, you are hot and rich and have a dead husband. Let's go have dinner. My wife died, too. We are just alike, aren't we? We're widows with a lot of money. So, you know. So the plan is set. They're going to have dinner later. And Donna DeErico tells, like, the Hasselhoff detective agency, like, yeah, he's a real scumbag. And he's not even sad that his wife is dead. And she just died, like, yesterday. And so they're looking up. And they're, you know, looking into things, and Angie Herman tells us that, you know, the autopsy says she's dead from, you know, a car just falling down a chasm. And there was no drugs and alcohol found in her system. So, there goes my theory that, you know, they shot her full of drugs. I don't know, did she have an allergy? Maybe she had an allergy and, you know, they gave her peanuts or something. But, because they do have a witness that said the car was weaving and waving, zigging and zagging and something like a chicken. No, seriously, like, they described it like a chicken. Because that was the actual quote from the witness. And so, there's something afoot, right? I don't know. If she had a heart attack, of course she's going to, like, be weaving. Because, you know, reasons. I'm so lost. I forgot where I'm going with it. But, you know, they found out that, you know, the son, he's an adrenaline junkie, and he's been just racing and gambling all over the town, and he owes a lot of money around, and, oh, there's one, like, bookie who goes around and people owe him money. They'll nail their palms to the desk. And gruesome and kind of violent and maybe a little over the top, but it gets a message out. So I don't condone this bookie's actions, but they're effective. Photo boy's ex-girlfriend is at the house, the mother's house, and getting, like, things that, you know, should belong to her now, because, you know, she's the daughter. And the stepfather's there, and he's all like, yeah, you can just take whatever you want, because it's yours, even though technically it's mine, because the will says it's mine. But I'll be a nice guy. Oh, by the way, you can come, you know, stay here with me if you'd like. Oh, man, he is so skeezy. And she's like, keep your hands to yourself. No hugging and no kissing and no... No put my love on a shelf. No feeding online and keep your hands to yourself. Ah, yeah. I am a man of many talents. So she calls from the phone because, I got to check my messages. You know, and I don't want to go to my house with the answering machine. I don't know, does she have voicemail then? I don't know, but she calls and she enters in her code to check the messages, which stepfather Caesar entered the code. And, you know, she gets a message and it's all like blur, blur, like blur, 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 blur. And she's like, okay, I gotta go. And the stepfather's like, since this is the 90s and we've got the current phone technology, I'll hit redial. You can't do that on someone's cell phone. Well, I guess you could go to their recent calls. So even better than redial, you can call anyone that they've called in like the past 5 days. Back then, you can only redial the last number that was dialed. Now that I think about it, was there actually like a... Ah, stink bug's back on my microphone! Dude, not cool. Not cool. Unless you're going to be my co-host and add something to this podcast. Not cool, dude. But yeah, now what was the point of the redial button? Was it just like, oh, I got to call this place again, but I don't feel like dialing all the numbers again. Yeah, that probably was the purpose. Because technology is all about, I want to be lazier than I already am. So, anyhow, he redials to get to her, like, messages and enters in the code that he watched her enter, and he hears the message, and it's from Photo Boy. And he's like, we might have evidence that, yes, your mother was murdered. Oh, no. Stepfather knows they're onto him. I'm thinking, he's gonna try to make a move and kill someone. Well, more people, since, you know, he's a murderer. Or maybe he's not a murderer. Maybe he's just a skeez bag. And he'll come out and tell them, like, I'm just a skeez bag, and I didn't murder your mom. That was just a happy coincidence. So David Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon meet with one of Gardner's connections. And Angie Harmon's kind of scared, thinking it's a thug because, you know, he's a big black guy in a suit. Which, bad of you, Angie Harmon! That is fucking racist. Automatically assume that he's a thug. And he comes by for some but, you know, they gotta buy the information. But not with money. With seashells! See, he's a nice guy, and he's got an aquarium for his family. For his kids, and he just wants some more seashells for them. He's a nice guy. And he gives them information. And, just went over my head. I don't know. Someone's doing something. They have a history of doing it somewhere else. And, yeah. So they gotta watch out. Meanwhile, the drug pusher girlfriend has gotten the son on drugs. No, you were doing so well! You were just an adrenaline junkie. Now you're back to being a drug junkie. And then the stepfather calls Photo Boy's ex-girlfriend. And he's like, your brother, he called me. He's on drugs again. He's going crazy. You should go see him. And, oh, you know, if the door's locked, there's a special key. And go check him. And then the stepfather smiles. His trap has been laid. Things are moving into action because adrenaline junkie, now regular drug junkie brother, he gets a call from the bookie's thug. Like, oh, you know, if you don't have our money, I'm gonna come in just a few minutes and things might not end so nicely. And then the door starts shaking open. Someone's trying to get in. Oh no! And I bet you see where this is going, right? And then brother, he goes into his nightstand and gets out his gun. Oh yeah, this was a good trap laid by good old stepdad, isn't it? Because, yeah, it's his sister. And the minute she opens the door, kapow! He's going to shoot because he's all fucking high and thinks that, you know, someone's going to come beat his ass. So he's ready to shoot and he's going to kill the sister. And since he's so high, he'll probably kill himself. This is a great plan, Dad. Except you didn't count on the fact that he's a terrible shot. And does not hit the sister. Comes close. And it's enough to drive him crazy, and he jumps out the window and runs away. So close, stepdad. So close. It was a good plan. You just did not plan for every contingency. So Photoboy and his ex-girlfriend, Anne Hasselhoff, are going to her apartment, and they hear the phone ringing, and then they rush, but they miss it, but the answering machine starts. And then they hear the dur-dur-dur-dur-dur, and Hasselhoff knows, like, someone's accessing your machine. And so they star 69 the number. Remember star 69? Yeah. So kids, if you don't know star 69, it used to be because with the old phones, you didn't know who called, but you could star 69 someone and it would dial back the number that just called, so you'd be able to know, like, oh, hey, it's you. And so she star 69s. I know, like, the phone company was just like, yeah, star 69. And so she star 69s, and it's her stepfather, like, oh no, he's been checking the messages, he knows too much, he knows we're on to him. Then, so Angie Harmon has figured out, like, oh, it wasn't drugs that killed her, but the sort of herb type thing that can kill you or something. I don't know, but it's not traceable. And hey, Donna DeArco, you know, you're gonna go have dinner, try to get what information you can. And meanwhile, Photoboy is about to bang the girl, but then there's a knock on the door. And it's her brother, and he's all tweaking, and he's like, I need money so I can buy my way into a race and win the money, and then all my troubles will be away. And Photoboy's like, Stinkbug's back again! What the fuck, why do you keep creeping up on me like that? I'm frightened. Seriously, at least say something, Stinkbug. Please help this podcast out. You're a terrible co-host, Mr. Stinkbug. Fuck, what's happening? Oh, yeah, so, you know, Photoboy's like, yeah, I got enough money for you to buy into the race. In fact, I got enough money for two people to buy into the race. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm getting in this race, and I'm going to kick your ass, and I'm going to win, and the money's going to be mine. But it's not really about the money. It's about, I don't know, he's really going to be there to save the brother, because the brother is all fucking tweaked out, and he's going to hurt himself, and I don't know what kind of race, I don't know if it's the jet ski race again, but, you know, as we learned at the beginning of the episode, jet ski racing is dangerous. So Donna DeArco is on the date with the stepfather, and the stepfather's all like, hey baby, my wife's dead. She's been dead for a whole week. Come comfort me. And then DeArco's like, I gotta leave, because I gotta go over to San Francisco, because my dead husband's family is kind of after me, and they're trying to find out if I murdered him. Which, you know, they're gonna exhume the body, and there's traces of things that may still last for months and months afterwards. By the way, do you know of anything that might not be traceable? Something organic? Some sort of herbs? And he's kind of like, oh yeah, there's stuff that, you know, won't ever find trace. Like, yeah, they're good for that. But let's get back to me boning. And she's like, well, I'll see you later. So I guess that's enough to know, like, that he knows the existence of these things, he must have done it, right? Sure. Good enough for me. And Angie Harmon's in her, like, little lab thing with a beaker going and doing some sort of experiments. But she still hasn't found anything. But Hasselhoff gets a call from Photo Boy's ex-girlfriend. And she's like, oh no, my brother is going to raise and Photo Boy's there with him. And Hasselhoff's like, I gotta run. Her brother's out and he's stoned. Which she never says. And I rewound it just to make sure. She never says that her brother's on drugs again. Or, no, I mean, they know he's on drugs again. But she never states that he's currently on drugs for the race. That's just an assumption on Hasselhoff's part. And it's a correct assumption this time. But Hasselhoff, be better. Do not assume things. So it's time for the jet ski race. And the head of the jet ski race is like, I don't trust this Photo Boy. Who are you? And he's like, I'm racing and I got money. He's like, okay, you're in the race. And so is Drug Boy, because Drug Girl slips him more drugs. And he's just so fucking stoned. But they have the race. And Stinkbug, he is like just, I don't know. I wouldn't mind him if he, like, contributed something to this conversation. It's just me talking to a stink bug. How about that for a podcast? I'm going to start a new podcast that's just me talking to a stink bug. And, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a terrible idea, but could it be any worse than, like, half the podcasts out there? But, jet ski race! And they're going, and Photo Boy falls off his jet ski because he sucks. I mean, the head of the jet ski racing, like, he just fucking keeps knocking into everyone else. So maybe he just sucks at riding a jet ski. No, he's doing it intentionally. And luckily, Hasselhoff is there in his speedboat, so he's able to save Photo Boy from drowning. But the head of the race and the brother, they're going neck and neck, and they're knocking into each other, and one of them goes crashing into a sign. I think one of those, like, turn here signs or something in the water. I'm assuming it's the brother. I don't know which one's which. But, you know, it'd be kind of weird if the head ski guy, jet ski guy, is the one that, like, gets killed. But whoever crashes in, and there's an explosion, kaboom! All right, we got three explosions this episode. That fills my explosion boner. So stepfather then at the hospital tries to comfort the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend. I'm just getting myself confused and trying to explain who's who. But, you know, he's like, I'm sorry for, you know, your brother's death. And he's like, I know it was you. I wasn't there. I'll prove you're a murderer. And so then stepdad, what the fuck just popped up on my computer? No, go away! Go away! Fucking Microsoft always just trying to pop shit up on my computer. So the stepfather, you know, calls the answering machine again, and there's a message. It's from Hasselhoff. And he's like, Photo Boy's gone crazy! He says that he's gonna dig up the grave and prove that she was poisoned, that the mom was poisoned by Oleander. Oh yeah, I forgot. Angie Harmon figured it out. It was Oleander! Because, you know, it's completely natural and won't show up on a toxicology report. But it can cause heart attacks! Ooh! And so Hasselhoff's going, like, he's crazy! He's gonna dig up the grave! And so the stepfather shows up there, and Hasselhoff, in his brown Adidas jacket. You know, we almost went a whole episode without that bomber jacket, and that would have made me sad. But, in the final hour, we get it. And, you know, Hasselhoff and the Photo Boy are arguing, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't dig the grave. And the stepfather comes, and, you know, he gives, like, you know, the villain monologue. Like, here's what I did. Here's everything I did. Why I did it. How I did it. Oh, by the way, Evil Dude, Hesloff and Photo Boy, they're not really fighting, and it's not even the mom's grave. They're just having fun, because they just tricked you, and the police are there, and they've heard your confession. Ha ha! And then Hasselhoff hits him with the shovel. Not sure why. I think Hasselhoff just was like, I have had no action scenes at all this episode. I am hitting this guy with a shovel. It wasn't even in the script. Hasselhoff's like, fuck this. I want one action scene. And so now we reach what I assume to be the epilogue of the episode epilogue. Because I don't even know what exactly in this episode was the epilogue. What did the epilogue refer to? But Photo Boy's ex-girlfriend is going to be leaving and going to visit the world. She's going to travel the world and leave Photo Boy behind and whatever. I don't care because I don't like Photo Boy. So I don't really care if he gets his heart broken. That was the end of the episode. But I'm glad I actually watched the credits. Because, you know who was a guest star in this episode? Carmen Electra. Remember when I said Drug Girl looked like a discount Carmen Electra? That was the full price Carmen Electra. She just was a lot cheaper back then, because this probably was before. Wasn't Carmen Electra on Baywatch? Let me just ramble while I quickly look this up. Because I want to know, was Carmen Electra on Baywatch? Let me see what her... Because I feel like she was. So, was this, like, before she became an official Baywatcher? Let's see. She was in Baywatch White Thunder at Glacier Bay. The Baywatch movie. And Baywatch Hawaiian Wedding. So that means she must have been, like, actually in Baywatch. Yeah. After this, she did join Baywatch and Rockin' Jock Super Bowl. I got just totally sidetracked. But yeah, she was in Baywatch. But it appears it was a different character. But I think it should have been the same character, and she just cleaned up her life and became a lifeguard. That's my headcanon. So, yeah, episode 19, so... By my count, like 25 episodes left. I'm nearing the end. At the very least, I'm nearing the end of season one. So, we're almost there. I'm glad that you are sticking with me for this. I love you guys.